From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama and other world leaders are wrapping up their weekend economic summit today, but agreement on the top economic priority has been hard to come by. European leaders want to cut deficits. President Obama says that should come later because the fragile global economy still needs stimulus spending. The meetings in Toronto have been marred by violence. Dan Karpinchuk reports that police are guarding against more violence today after more than 130 people were arrested yesterday.
About 10,000 people gathered for the G20 demonstrations, which started peacefully enough. The trouble began when a splinter group of protesters dressed in black headed towards the G20 fence and security perimeter. Along the way, they smashed store and bank windows, set fires, and toppled mailboxes. At least four police cruisers were set ablaze. Officers responded with tear gas, and there are unconfirmed reports they fired rubber bullets. Sporadic clashes continued through the evening with riot squad officers trying to clear the city's core. There is no public transit in the downtown, and many locations, including hotels, were in lockdown. The Prime Minister's office issued a statement Saturday evening blaming a small group of thugs for the violence. Police are preparing for more protests for day two of the G20. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
Tropical Storm Alex is expected to enter the Gulf of Mexico later today. It's passing over the Yucatan Peninsula right now after making landfall in Belize. There are fears that Alex could disrupt oil containment efforts from BP's blown-out well. But Dave Roberts, a Navy hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, says so far Alex appears to be heading west of the massive spill.
If anything, there could be some deviations either further south or further to the north with time early next week.
Alex weakened slightly after making landfall in Belize, but it's still producing strong winds and heavy rain. Robert says it could turn into a hurricane in the warm waters of the Gulf before it makes landfall again on the Mexican Gulf Coast. There's been another massacre at a drug rehab center in Mexico. Authorities say 9 people were killed and 9 others injured in the latest attack. NPR's Jason Bobian is following that story.
In a scene that's become all too common in northern Mexico, armed gunmen burst into a drug treatment program in Durango and gunned down residents. This attack occurred in the middle of the day in the city of Gomez Palacio. The city has gone on a red alert after the shooting, with Mexican soldiers and federal police patrolling the streets. 2 weeks ago, 6 recovering addicts were killed at a rehab facility in Juarez. The week before that, 19 were executed at a drug treatment center in Chihuahua City. As Mexico's drug war becomes more and more violent, gangs have been targeting rehab programs that they believe cater to their rivals. Officials say the cartels have also been entering treatment centers to try to recruit more smugglers and assassins. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Cancun.
And this is NPR News. Polls are due to close in a couple of hours in the Central Asian nation of Kyrgyzstan. Voters there are deciding on a new constitution. Security has been tight today to guard against more violence between ethnic Uzbeks and Kyrgyz communities. The violence earlier this month left hundreds dead, perhaps many more. The Vatican is blasting Belgian authorities for police raids on the country's Catholic Church headquarters as part of a pedophilia investigation. Terry Schultz reports the archdiocese is considering legal action against the Belgian government while prosecutors defend their tactics.
They acted like they were searching for the Da Vinci Code. That's how the head of Belgium's Roman Catholic Church described police who sealed off and searched his official residence, a cathedral, and church offices last week in an ongoing investigation into child sexual abuse. The raid happened during a meeting of bishops who were all detained several hours. Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone calls that a serious and unbelievable act. Unprecedented, he says, even in former communist regimes. Church leaders say they're also angry that holes were drilled in 2 tombs to look for potentially hidden documents. The Belgian ambassador was summoned to the Vatican to hear the complaints. Prosecutors say the searches and seizures were warranted by the fact that claims of priest abuse continue to come in. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Soccer fans are waiting for a couple of key games to be played at the World Cup in South Africa today. Rivals England and Germany will be squaring off in a quarterfinal match. Also, Argentina will be playing Mexico. The U.S. was knocked out yesterday by Ghana, the only African team left in the tournament. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.